Have you ever met somebody in your life and when you're done talking to them, you're like, shit, I can do anything in the world that I set my mind to. They radiate that. They have that energy about them, that can do anything in the world attitude. My next guest is my good friend, and he is that person. His name is Rafa Conde. Now, Rafa is a man who has dedicated his life to the resurgence of the warrior mind. He has 4 decades of martial arts training, tutelage under Zen masters from around the world, extensive experience as a DEA narcotic SWAT officer, and as a former elite Wall Street broker. These experiences have led him to initiate a movement known as Man of War for the purpose of weaponizing men to dominate all facets of their life. Look, folks, if you're sitting around not doing a damn thing with your life, just going through life in a haze, you need to listen to this great show with my good friend, Rafa Conde, next on the CJ Evolution podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Patrick here. Thank you for tuning in. I know you got many options, but thank you for spending a little bit of your valuable time with us. That's why we continue to grow. And if you love the content, please share this episode and other episodes with your family and friends. If you'd go over to Apple Podcasts and give us that 5-star rating, we sure would appreciate it. If you're a first-time listener, welcome. We know you're going to love the show. If you're a long-time listener, welcome back. Thank you so much for the support. Hey, I want to just take a moment and give a big shout out to all the brave men and women working in the criminal justice field, whatever you are doing, men and women putting it on the line every day in this very, very unpredictable environment, to say the least. Thank you for putting it on the line every day, going out there, protecting the citizens. Remember, you are honored, cherished, and above all, you are loved. Don't believe some of the BS that you see in some of the media outlets or what people are saying on social media. It's just noise. The overwhelming majority of people support you. Please, I hope you remember that. Don't give up. Do not give up. We were going to come out of this stronger and more resilient. Remember, you are honored, cherished, and above all, you are loved. Take care and please be safe. Oh man, if you love coffee, and I know the majority of you do, you're criminal justice professionals. Well, maybe some of you don't. You're going to love the products from Four Sigmatic. I'm sipping right now on my Lion's Mane mushroom coffee. Yes, I said mushrooms. It's not the weird mushrooms. Mushrooms actually are very, very good for you, certain kinds. The certain kinds that are in this coffee, the Lion's Mane mushroom coffee, are awesome for you. It gives me that extra energy, that mental clarity that I need to get me through the day. Now, if you go over to cjevolution.com, you'll see a link to Four Sigmatic. Again, they have coffees, elixirs, cocos, they have it all, and you will not be disappointed. You're going to get 15% off of your purchases using the promo code CJEVO. You will not be disappointed. You know, folks, if there's one mineral you should be worried about not getting enough of, it's magnesium. Now, magnesium is the body's master mineral, powerful over 300 critical reactions, including detoxification, fat metabolism, energy, even digestion is influenced by the presence of magnesium. Now, there are two big problems here. Magnesium has largely been missing from U.S. soil since the 1950s. Which explains why it's estimated that up to 80% of the population may be deficient. And most supplements contain only 1 or 2 forms of magnesium, when in reality, there are at least 7 that your body needs and benefits from. If you take this latter fact into consideration, it's not logical to conclude that 99% of all the population is likely deficient in 2 or more essential forms of magnesium. The good news is that when you do get all 7 critical forms of magnesium, pretty much every function in your body gets upgraded, from your brain to your sleep, pain, and inflammation. It all improves, and fast. That's why I'm so excited about what my friends over at Bioptimizers, makers of industry-leading digestive supplements, have just created. Their research team recently formulated what I believe is the ultimate magnesium supplement, easily the best I've ever seen or experienced, with all 7 forms of this mineral. They even include trace amounts of something called monoatomic magnesium, which helps make all the other forms more bioavailable. This is by far the most complete magnesium product ever created. And until or unless someone comes out with a better one, I highly recommend you give it a try. Bioptimizers calls this product Magnesium Breakthrough, and they're running a special promotion for you at www.magbreakthrough.com/CJEvolution. You'll get an additional 10% off of the normal package price with coupon code CJE10. And here's the deal. The guys who make it are so confident that you're going to like it that they'll give all your money back if you don't. With this one simple action, you can reverse magnesium deficiency in all its forms and upgrade the performance of your body, including how you look and feel in every possible way. Make sure to go to this special website because it's the only place for you to get access to this amazing product. This magnesium breakthrough promotion is only while quantities last at www.magbreakthrough.com/CJEvolution. That's magbreakthrough.com/CJEvolution. On to the show with Rafa Conde. Rafa Conde, back on the show. Thanks for being here, brother.
Man, it's an honor. Honor, of course. Every time I get here, man, I talk to you, bro. It's good. It's good shit.
Well, I know you're busy, man. I mean, for those people out there that don't know who you are, I've known you for a long time now. I've went down to Florida. I've seen you, Conclave of Warriors. Amazing. I hope that comes back sometime down the road. But a little bit about Rafa Conde. You're doing some great work out there, brother. Tell people who you are who don't know you.
Thanks, Pat. I appreciate it. Look, the bottom line is I have a background in law enforcement, been in law enforcement for 17 years. Prior to that, basically studied martial arts very deep. I've gone into the warrior mindset. I applied a lot of that to becoming a Wall Street broker. I was a Wall Street broker for almost 15 years, transitioned to be a cop, took a 90% pay cut, actually 95 really when you break it down. And, the bottom line is I decided to change the course of my life after I became an instructor in the police academy and I started seeing the downshift, the emasculation of men that were coming through the academy and what we were putting out there. So I taught in the academy for 12 years, typically high liability. And I don't teach there now. I don't see eye to eye in a lot of their teaching methods and their protocols and things like that. They've completely gone to an entirely different way that I believe in. We started seeing the emasculation across the board, and we've seen that, unfortunately, in law enforcement. We're seeing that in the military. And I felt like I needed to step in and figure out what was going on here, right, with that warrior mindset. And here I am. I started Man of War about 5 years, 4.5 years ago, started a podcast just like you, and the podcast took off. A lot of people, writing and emailing and trying to figure out what the hell I was talking about. We were talking about the warrior mindset, warrior minded men and so on. And here we are. We are 2 years into bringing out the Crucible, which is a 5-day experience, a rite of passage into the Man of War Society. And we're just taking off, and it's unbelievable how fast we've grown. And I'm just trying to do, man, God's work. I'm trying to do something for me. That I felt that is my calling now and my mission in life.
Yeah, it's just amazing, man. And for the people, again, I'll have everything linked up in the show notes. You got to check out the great work Rafa is doing. And you're a mentor to me, by the way. I mean, I listen to you all the time and check out the show. And the one thing I love about you, brother, is, people want to make it about, so many people like, once I have all this money, everything will be fine. You had a ton of money, or you made a ton of money in Wall Street. You walked away from it. So the one thing I want people to understand, and maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong, it's not about the money. Money is important. But you left a very lucrative lifestyle to help people, which is amazing. A lot of people don't do that shit, man. You know that. You felt you had a higher purpose, and it is developing that warrior mindset, like you said, which has been lost, I think, in a lot of ways. You see it in law enforcement, military. You said it just in society in general. Whatever the hell is going on these days, it's crazy. But I love your path, brother. You're doing some great work.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Yeah. And so you're still in law enforcement. Thank you for your service, brother. I got to ask you, what's your take on all this shit that is going on, man? It is insane. I don't know if you saw the news today. Chicago's fucking in chaos again. Portland's been going on for 70 days now. And you've been in law enforcement for a long time. You've been in the shit. Yeah. You've been through just, you know, horrible experiences. Well, what's your take on all this, Rafa? Is there an end game to this?
Unfortunately, and to just quickly answer your last question, is if there's an end game, I don't see it, Pat. I don't see it stopping, or I don't see it getting better. Is it going to subdue somewhat? I think so. I think it'll kind of subdue somewhat, but anything that pops up along the way, it's going to go back to this, and it's just going to, the clamps are going to be tighter and tighter as we move along. And as a profession, as a career law enforcement, listen, I love law enforcement. It has been great to me. I know that it has been great to you. We've talked about it, you know, many, many times. And listen, I get it. Okay, I get it. It's a beautiful career. There's so many good things about it. However, with that said, it has changed dynamically. It has changed to the point where it's difficult, extremely difficult, because officers now are, from a safety perspective, they can't do their job fully. And when that starts happening, people start getting hurt. And when people start getting hurt, then this job is just not going to be worth it. Okay. Now, to address what's going on in our society here and with these riots and people trying to defund the police, and it's much deeper than just, in my opinion, it's much deeper than just people wanting to defund the police. It's the fact that the knowledge base, the way the information, the way that it's coming across, media has done an absolutely disgusting job in covering what's real, unfortunately, what's real. Okay. A lot of this, and people are going to hate this, and a lot of people are going to say, this guy is, you know, they'll call me, listen, I've been called everything, racist.
me too. Yeah.
Okay. But the reality is that this George Floyd thing, all right, I'm sorry. Okay. These guys, most of these guys are going to get off. Okay. And at the worst, this officer is, you know, going to be charged with minimal crimes. Okay. And that's the bottom line. After reviewing the video multiple times and seeing what happened. Okay. I can tell you that this is not a murder, and certainly not a racist condoned murder. The same thing with the shooting with the officer with the taser recently. You know, the guy runs away from him and people.
Atlanta,
listen, I've had conversation. Yeah, I've had conversations with people and the black community. And it befuddles me. It befuddles me, confuses me deeply, unfortunately, what the belief is and how they perceive things. And I just don't listen. And I am a person that is very open-minded, but when there is such an emotional connection to something, and they override their critical thinking skills, and I'm talking about anyone, not just a specific race here, anyone that does that in life, that overrides their critical thinking skills with their emotion, that's problematic. Mm-hmm. And this is what our society is doing, right? They're working off emotion. They're working off a belief system that doesn't carry any weight to it, because you don't want to throw statistics. They don't want to absorb statistics. They don't want that. What they want is people around them to believe the same thing and move forward to whatever their agenda might be for that day or for that week and make a stink about it. Burn cars, you know, lewd, whatever it may be, to get their emotions off their sleeves. So then tomorrow they can say, you know what? We did it. We got them. Okay. They don't realize that they're destroying this country.
Yeah. And it's ridiculous. We live in a knowledge-based society, and you can look, like you mentioned, statistics and information. Look up the fucking statistics, look up the information. It doesn't back what people are saying, but it's like the lemmings, brother. You know that one of them, they'll just follow each other off the cliff. And it's horrible. People actually believe that, you know, if you're African-American in this country, or you're a minority, the minute you walk outside, there's a band of police officers that are just hunting you down. I mean, it's friggin' ridiculous. And that's what I love about what you're doing with Man of War and the Conclave, is because you're developing those you know, people, doesn't matter what age or what background you come from, you're, you know, teaching them and instilling that correct mindset and warrior mentality to go out there and make a fucking difference. Because I think that that is, you mentioned law enforcement. I got to tell you, brother, thank God I'm out of law enforcement and I love the men and women who are still serving, you included. But there is a serious leadership problem in law enforcement, in my opinion. And it's people ask me all the time, they're like, you know, would you get into law enforcement today? I don't know, man. I got to tell you. I mean, I have my son who was kicking around the idea. Thank God he didn't. He went into the military, Air Force. But I told him, I said, you know, I'll back you. But, you know, I mean, it's just one of those times in history where I don't know if I would recommend it to anybody. Thank God people are still going in because maybe they'll be the catalyst for change. But I don't know, brother. It's a fucking crazy world out there.
It's a crazy world. Yes. I agree. I think that, well, let's go back to one of the things that you said that, you know, African-Americans in general, or let's just say individuals that really don't like the police think that they can walk out of their house and all of a sudden they're going to have, you know, guns drawn. Pat, to be honest, man, look, and I'm very upfront. Okay. I believe that they don't believe that, truly believe that they don't believe that. However, they use that as a tool. All right. These are people that in their life, because I'm going to dive into something that people may not like, but any educated person that I have met, for the most part, an educated individual that has some type of, you know, whether they work, you know, a 9-to-5 job or it doesn't matter what they do in life. As long as they're an educated individual, they're not going to think that way. That person typically is going to, you know, acknowledge that there may be something wrong. Okay. But they're not going to immediately say, hey, I'm going to walk out of my door. My children, I feel like my children are going to get taken away by the cops or that they're going to shoot me. A knowledge-based society means that people should use knowledge, okay, and then make their opinions upon, you know, based on that knowledge. And any educated person will follow that. Unfortunately, our society lacks that education. They lack that mindset. And what you see out there is people that maybe they really don't believe, because I've ran into this numerous times, they really don't believe that, but they want to make it something where, you know, they can tell others, hey, I don't feel comfortable because, I you know, cops are bad, or they want to bring something to their attention. They need that attention. Mm-hmm. They need that that type of gratifying element in their life. And we see that day in and day out. We see people that constantly are out there. Listen, the other day I could name you multiple situations where people are saying, yeah, you know, I think, you know, I don't want to go out there because cops might, you know, stop me and then they'll draw down, you know, guns. And then I ask the question, for real, man, do you think that that's going to happen? Be completely honest with me. And you know what he said to me? He goes, now, nah, man, I know how it is, but you know, I gotta sit here and I gotta do this because, you know, it's my right to do this, and I want to make sure that the police in general, okay, know that I'm not fucking around. Those were his words to me.
I agree with you, and I think it's fear too, man. I think people are afraid to say something, you know, to stand up, because then they'll get attacked by the mob, the virtual mob on social media or whoever. I mean, people are just afraid too to say something. Thank God there's a lot of people like you and other people that are saying what they feel, because I think that's what is needed in this country. What the fuck happened? We used to be a country where we'd stand up for what we believed in. Now we're, you know, woke or whatever the hell that means. You can't say what you want to say for fear of retaliation from people who don't agree with you.
Right.
I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Well, I had a conversation with an individual, and I'm not going to say his name or whatever, but someone that I deal with, you know, pretty often. And, you know, we had a conversation. We actually had a pretty good conversation. Okay. And one of the things that he said to me, listen, you know, Black Lives Matter, you know, we believe in the quotation or the, I guess the hashtag Black Lives Matter, but we don't believe in the Black Lives Matter, I guess the society part of it or the organization part of it. So, you know, I started thinking about that. I'm like, so there's a difference. Like, I don't even know what the difference is. And he started to explain to me that what the differences are. And it made sense. I mean, okay, I can get it. But then I start seeing a lot of these athletes, and this is where I want to go with this. A lot of these, you know, athletes are out there, you know, kneeling in front of the flag, you know, and all of a sudden, like the NBA, the you know, football, now it's even hockey, and every sporting event out there has this. And I have a big problem with that, man. I have a huge fucking problem with that. You know, and I just don't get it. And I see the sheep and people just fall in line and just do whatever. Listen, people were, and I know you saw this, but washing the feet of black, white people were washing the feet of black people and apologizing for being white. To me, that's demented. You have to be off your fucking rocker, man, to think that way. Those are the same weak-minded people, unfortunately, that we have leading so many areas of our society, including, like you mentioned earlier, some police departments out there.
And can you imagine, just for a moment, and I know I'm going to piss people off, can you imagine if the roles were reversed, Rafa? Say you and I were demanding black people to come and kneel before us and wash our feet or kiss our feet or whatever the hell they were doing. Can you imagine with the outcry? Oh my God, you and I had been in jail probably for hate crimes. Let's switch back. And let's pivot a little bit, brother. Let's go back to the crucible because I think it's very, very important. Again, going back to that development and men come into the crucible and I haven't been through it. I need to get my ass down there and go through it. Talk about what's, I know you're not going to talk about everything, but it is no nonsense, no BS. This is some like physical stuff that helps develop and cultivate that mindset that you need to succeed, especially in today's society. Talk a little bit about the crucible, dude. I mean, it is amazing.
All right. So the crucible is, and I love to piss some of these Marines off, you know, they're like, oh, you've never been to the crucible. Crucible is only for the Marines and what, like the bottom line is that crucible is just basically a word that it's means, you know, it's a name. And it's something that you know, you go out there and push yourself through and you have to overcome it and difficulty, you know, that's what a crucible means. And there's been crucibles back in all the way, you know, 1,000 years ago. So the bottom line, when everything is said and done, man, let me tell you what the crucible is all about. A lot of people think that the crucible has to do with a lot of the physicality. It is a very heavy physical experience. However, 90% of the people that drop out mentally. We go deep. And when I tell you we go deep, we put each person through difficult confidence challenges. A lot of people think that this is like boot camp and they start realizing real fast that this is not like boot camp. What you see in the documentaries there is probably about 50% of what we do. There's 50% that we will never put on video of what we do. It is truly a rite of passage because there is no rite of passage in our society. So that's what I wanted to create, something that was really transformational, that there was progressive, that not only was it team building, but also pushed yourself individually, okay, to beyond that self-imposed limit. We dive into the warrior cultures. We dive specifically into the Spartans, the Knights Templar, and into the samurai. We take virtues, we take tenets, we take philosophies and strategies, and we have a primer that we live by. It's a code of honor. This is what is taught the second that you become part of this, that you get accepted into the crucible. We teach that throughout the crucible. And then, of course, once you get into the Men of War Society, that is something that we preach. And we state, you know, it's a connection. It's not just, hey, I went to the crucible and I passed the crucible. No, you are, the work begins when you enter the Men of War Society, which is a group of graduates from the crucible, which we, you know, we're constantly in communication. We meet once a month via Zoom like this. We have one big event during the year where we all come together and we're in constant, you know, different, you know, Facebook and Telegram groups, constantly pushing ourselves. We have challenges and team challenges. I mean, it's an unbelievable experience. Once you get in here and the support factor of these men, because they know that every man there has crossed that rite of passage into that society, it's very powerful. And I'm just honored, man, honored.
And I've met a lot of these guys down at Conclave Warriors, and I hope that comes back. Maybe you can talk about that for a minute. Yeah, but these guys are stand-up guys, man. These are like Rafa. For all those people out there, I mean, these guys are the most humble people I think I've ever met, but yet they're so motivating and so uplifting. I mean, I get more pumped when I talk about it, but go back. I'm sorry I interrupted you, Rafa, but you were going to talk about Conclave, dude.
Yeah, the Conclave, obviously this year it's not going to happen. We tried to get a couple of hotels and nobody's locking it down. It's impossible. Mm-hmm. We are having the gathering, which is our big, you know, Men of War Society meeting. But as far as getting a group like the Conclave, that's going to be very difficult. So we're going to kick that off in 2021. We may start doing that in the fall instead of the winter. We might change the time of the year we do it. And we have... At this point, I have some very good people that are coming in, and they've been actually calling me and seeing if they want to come be part of this. The Conclave for us was something very powerful. It united a lot of people, and to this day, a lot of people continue talking about it because it was something a little bit different. It was all about mindset. As just the people that attended this and this conference was a very just people were good, man. I don't know how to explain it. It's just good people, you know?
And it's just like you said, man. I mean, you got people like Brad Lee, Chris Cavallini, the list goes on. I mean, these are movers and shakers out there. These aren't people that are, they're out there and they're doing exactly what you're doing. But yeah, I mean, it's just an environment. It's just a vibe, man. And for those out there, this isn't a fucking, okay, let's here's the next PowerPoint. This is a get out of your seat kind of, you know, pump you up. I mean, the people that you bring in, brother, Brad Lee, again, I mean, who didn't love Brad Lee? But
Craig Sawyer was,
yeah,
you know,
Craig Sawman Sawyer,
you know, Sawman was, you know, good stuff. I mean, and we try to mix it up, man. We try to really mix it up where it's just not, you know, business related and it's not just, you know, mindset. We want to be able to mix it up and give it a nice feel for everyone to go out there and get something out of that. But we have, put it this way, the Conclave 2021 is going to be at least three times bigger than what we have, without a doubt, we've had over the last couple of years. We're expecting to do some big, a big bang for 2021. There's a lot in the pipeline. We're going to structure it a little bit different. Mm-hmm. So we're very excited about that. And we're going to start gearing up for that starting in January for sure.
Yes, super excited about that. Talk about the show, brother. Talk about the podcast, because that is an amazing top rated podcast.
Yeah. I mean, it's, I can't even explain it because, when I think of the podcast, I'm like, well, I started this a few years ago. You know, we have, I don't even know, 140 episodes somewhere in that neighborhood. We have, since the time that I started, one of the main things that I wanted to focus on in that podcast was the warrior mindset, right? And I wanted to stay within that niche. Unfortunately, you know, a lot of people kind of didn't understand what the warrior mindset was, that philosophy, right? That way to live a life, with that honor, with courage, with integrity, with the drive. So, I started getting more into it and started really figuring out how people could understand it. So what I wanted to do was translate these parables of old and bring them to the table, through these podcasts. And I started doing that, you know, deeper and deeper, and we got in, and it's just been, you know, it's been unbelievable since then. I mean, I don't even know. I get probably 25, 30 emails a week from the podcast from all over the world. people asking me questions about how they can change and how they can transform. And but listen, I'm not a fucking guru, man. I'm in that journey just as much as everybody else.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not the person that's going to give you advice on everything, but there is a little bit that I do know, and it's about mindset. It's about honor, and it's about living that way of life. And I pretty much, you know, give every ounce of effort and belief and put it out there for my guys.
Yeah. And you got to check it out. People who haven't checked it out, Man of War podcast. Just an amazing show. Now, last thing I want to ask you, brother, is you kind of hinted before we started at a book.
Yeah. I mean, so,
can you tell us a little bit about it? Or
two years I've been writing this book, and one of the things that I wanted to do was when I started writing the book, I wanted to make it completely different. I didn't just want to write about, you know, sit down and you know, write about or put it in recording and then have somebody, you know, do the, whatchamacallit, you know, the typing for me. Yeah. I wanted to actually sit down and write it. And I got to tell you, Pat, man, I've probably gone back and forth on this.
That's okay with 100 writing.
100 times.
Yeah. You know? No, I mean, that's okay.
So, you know, I know you have a nice little book and it's a legit book because I've read it, and I gave that to one of my buddies, my zone partner, a couple of months ago, and he swallowed it up. I wanted to tell you that.
Oh, man. Cool. That sounds great.
Awesome. Love, brother. So I was thinking about doing something where it was more of a little bit about my life and then how I changed and how things. Well, the book does have a little bit of biography, and it kind of goes very deep into my life and how I came about doing what I'm doing nowadays. But more importantly, what I wanted to do was show men that there is such thing as a code to live by. And this is what the book is about. The book is about something that we call the seven life elements. Seven life elements has to do with every man's role in life. Every man has a specific role. Every day you go through different roles. For example, you might go through a monk role, right? Which is a very reflective, meditative role. And then all of a sudden your primal role will come in, which is you're responding to things in survival mode. You have visionary roles in your life where you're looking forward and being successful in business. And I mean, there's so many different life elements. There's seven life elements. And then there's also something that we call the warrior matrix. The warrior matrix is tenets and virtues that every man should live by. And these tenets and virtues have been brought together, not just kind of clumped up, but they're specific. A lot of them come from the Greeks, from the samurai. And we've put them together in a way that is conducive for a man to live his life by. And then, of course, in the book, we're also going to talk about your five dominions in life. And your five dominions, you know, that is something that every man must dominate. So we're going to talk about that in the book. We're going to show you how to break it down, how to be in these roles, how to master and dominate those aspects in your life, and how it relates to the warrior mindset and the warrior way of life. So I think it's going to be pretty cool, very unique. You know, I'm thrilled. I can't wait to get it out there. We're just cleaning up some things, and it should be out hopefully by fall.
Oh my God, man. I am excited. I got to have you back on. We'll push it out and introduce the book. So Rafa Conde, man, you are the man. Love you, brother. Any final thoughts for the people out there? Just some, if you're one of those people, you know, on the edge, I know, cause I've been there. You probably have. Just like, okay, I need to change my life. I need to get my shit together.
Yeah. You know, the first thing is this: look, if you want to change your life, if you are in that black hole, if you're constantly facing your demons and your demons are winning, okay, first thing you need to do is to commit, all right? There is nothing in your life that you're going to be able to do if you don't commit. And that commitment happens in two ways, okay? It happens through discipline, okay? Start structuring your life through discipline. And the second of all, this is very important, is to believe in something higher than yourself. Believe that you are serving a higher purpose. All right. Once you start giving of yourself, everything starts changing.
Amazing advice, brother. Where can people find you if they want to reach out to you, man? Check out your stuff.
Yeah, man. Manofwar.live. That's our main website. That'll take you to RafaConde.com, and it'll take you to the Men of War Crucible website also, themenofwarcrucible.com. And of course, in Instagram, which is my main following, is at Man of War with two R's at the end there. And I believe our Facebook, which is growing very rapidly, is I think it's the Real Man of War, something like that. So you can find us on pretty much all social media outlets, man.
Rafa Conde, thank you, brother. Hope to see you sometime soon.
Thank you, Pat. Take care of yourself, all brother. Right. It was a pleasure to be on, man.
All
love
right,
you.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast. For more strategies for self-improvement and resources based on today's episode, be sure to head to cjevolution.com. You can also connect to Patrick directly on social media at @Pat_Fitzgibbons with any questions, comments, or concerns. We look forward to helping you find more personal success on the next episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast.